violence in southern Israel amid negotiations to extend a fragile Gaza ceasefire. Hamas is claiming responsibility after two men opened fire at a bus stop outside Jerusalem, killing at least three people. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is in Jerusalem.
Two brothers, one aged 30, the second 38. One had been imprisoned because of terrorist activities, according to this statement by the security forces. And the other brother had also been imprisoned in 2014 for terrorist activities.
Israeli police say both men were killed. Demonstrators swarmed an annual holiday celebration in New York last night. CBS's Matt Piper from Midtown.
Among the thousands at the annual Rockefeller Center tree lighting,
Israel is a fascist state!
Protesters, hundreds of them in support of Palestinians. One person seen holding a swastika sign at the protest. The NYPD says there have been more than 700 protests in the city since the war began.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, Nobel Peace Prize winner, and according to some, war hawk, has died at the age of 100. He answered his critics.
I don't think it's as simple as that I saw disintegration of order, then I go around the world and all I want is order, never mind what it does to human beings, which is the way some of my critics put the case. That just isn't true.
Kissinger advised presidents from Richard Nixon to Donald Trump. The search continues for seven missing crew members from a U.S. military aircraft that crashed into the sea off Japan yesterday. One person on board was killed.
Tokyo has urged the U.S. to ground all Ospreys until they are certified safe to fly. Japan has halted flights of its own Osprey fleet. One security expert told Japan's state broadcasting network that maintenance or repair issues likely caused the accident. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
The Biden administration is proposing new restrictions to make drinking water safer. They would require utilities to replace all lead water pipes within 10 years. Estimated cost of the undertaking, as much as $30 billion. Lead's been linked to lower IQ scores in kids and developmental damage. Elon Musk had choice words for companies that pulled ads on his X after he endorsed a post that cited an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself.
Musk commented during a New York Times summit about 200 advertisers, including Disney and Apple, have stopped spending on X. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As we head into the possibility of winter storm weather, now is the time to prepare your vehicle and your home. Check your antifreeze, battery, tires, and windshield wiper fluid. Make sure all of your headlights, taillights, and emergency flashers are working. Have an emergency travel kit in your vehicle in case you get stuck while traveling, and always have your gas tank at least half full. In your home, you should make sure your heating equipment is serviced and ready for the heating season, and keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet from heating equipment. Frozen pipes are another concern during the cold winter months. Insulate your pipes and make sure warm air is flowing around pipes located near an outside wall. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is offering an in-person snowmobile safety course December 12th, 14th, and 18th. Classes run from 4 to 7 p.m. This course is through the DNR and designed for students 11 to 12 years of age and older. The cost is $10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We have the band back together.
Woo-hoo!
Good to see you, Terry. Thanks
good
for being here.
Good to see
here.
You.
We got good stuff lined up for you today, everybody. We're going to get into a couple of fun topics. Is ice cream addictive? Yeah, kind of.
Is that a question?
Yeah, I don't know if it's
does
really...
Does it matter?
Yeah, right. Good point. Yes, yes. We're getting into that. How much the 12 days of Christmas would cost in today's day and age?
Oh.
I feel like we do that every year.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta, we'll get
how
into that one.
How much inflation was there?
Yeah, we'll touch on that one. After this hour, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with, of course, our Pet of the Week. Our friends from the Southwood County Maine Society, Madison Rafter, is going to join us. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
I know where my friend Michael is.
We're getting a call right now.
Paul is
calling us. We, of course, get joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center every morning. Good morning over there, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Hey,
you?
Paul.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are things on that end?
We're doing good.
Sun's shining.
Yeah, Terry and I are just sitting back checking out that beautiful sky out there today. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, definitely enjoying another sunny day out there.
And,
still looking at more mild weather. So, yeah, yesterday wasn't the end of our mild weather pattern here. Still pushing up about 40 today as we stay sunny to partly cloudy throughout. Winds out of the west, northwest 5 to 15. Down to about 19 tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Breaks of sun, some clouds on and off here for Friday into Saturday. Mid-30s Friday, 24 Friday night. Upper 30s Saturday. And then Sunday into Monday, some more mid to upper 30s, maybe a few scattered snow showers Sunday and Monday with a little mixed precip possibility, but otherwise still hanging in with some highs in the mid 30s Tuesday and upper 30s, maybe another 40 back here by Wednesday and Thursday as December comes in pretty quietly and on a mild trend overall here.
Sounds kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I knew as soon as he was saying it, you were going to
enjoy
this.
I would like
this.
A dump of snow, but I can be patient. But that little cold snap we had last week, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Or earlier this week. That was earlier this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yes.
Time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter.
That was kind of crazy. Hey, Paul, you know, listen, James and I really aren't doing much at all today because it's actually stay home and be well day.
Yeah,
but we didn't get the memo. So I hope you can kick it back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We should be able to relax a little, Paul.
Hey, thank you for reminding me of that.
Yes,
yeah.
You enjoy the rest of your day. You relax when you can. And we'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow, sir.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
Hey, take care, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our friend Paul Trotley from the Weather
Eye. He's always scared
when
it's you and I. When he hears it's you and I, he's like, oh, no.
You know, I think at this, I think we've either he is, first off, he's very good at what he does. And he can roll with anything we throw at him. And I also think we've worn him down
a little bit.
Like, yeah, he's like, you know what? One of these days, we're just going to handle it completely normal and see how he goes with
it.
See, just,
that'll scare him even more.
That probably would. We'd probably be emailing me off the side. Like, are you okay? 9 o'clock hour around here, going to kick off with, of course, the Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Maine Society, and we look forward to that. We'll also have a little entertainment news for you in there. And then afterwards, we're going to get into the top boring tasks we actually enjoy doing. It's going to be interesting.
Really?
I think that's an interesting list.
Well, I guess. Yeah, there's boring stuff that I do that I have to do.
There's a bunch there that I want to get to, but I wanted to kick things off with the United Way. Terry, I know that tomorrow is a fun start to a really fun thing that you guys, event that you guys pull off.
Yeah, so tomorrow kicks off our Wreath Silent Auction. So this is a fundraiser to benefit our annual campaign. Mm-hmm. We have wreaths available, again, all online. So you just do it from the comfort of your couch or wherever, or during a meeting when you don't really want to pay attention to what's going on. You know, I don't know. But we will kick this off tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. The best way to access the auction is by visiting our social media, or you can visit our website at uwswac.org. Click on the Wreath Silent Auction. And from there, it will take you to a nice variety of holiday and winter wreaths that you can bid on. All are sponsored by local individuals and companies, and even groups like our own Women United sponsored two wreaths. So these are all provided to United Way at no cost by the sponsor. And then everything that's raised from the wreath auction goes to our annual campaign. So it's really cool. It's a fairly short window. The wreath auction opens tomorrow morning, December 1st at 7 a.m., closes on Tuesday, December 5th at 5 p.m., or I'm sorry, 7 p.m. So it's just a really cool opportunity to help the community in a little bit different way and maybe score yourself a wreath.
Do we know how many wreaths we have so far?
You know what? I don't, because I know that we have 12, but we might have 14 now.
Mm-hmm.
So a decent number, at least a dozen.
You got more than you can just glance at.
Oh,
and count.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
a good number.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number. And I was out of the office at the end of last week, and that's when the last was getting wrapped up. And so I'm not certain how many they ended up with, but sure. I will see it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to
when it goes live.
I've mentioned before that the last couple of years, this is one of the Hanukkah gift I get from my mother every year. She loves this. She's got both the wreaths ready to go. She's dying to put them out, and she waits until December 1st to put that stuff up, but she's going to do it tomorrow right away. And they're wonderful. They're also another thing to people maybe not, if you haven't done this before, these wreaths, you know, they have such a nice shelf life. My mother is continuing to use these. She really likes them. She enjoys them. And they're the perfect combination for her. There's something unique that you can't just find anywhere else, and something crafted, something handmade or homemade or locally made, and it's part of her favorite charity, favorite organization, the United Way. It's a win-win-win for somebody like her, and I know she's not alone. There's plenty of people out there. You could check all those things off your list as well.
And there's some really cool variety. Like, they're hanging all around our office right now, or you know, are spread out on tables for safekeeping until they can go home with people next Wednesday. Yeah. But we have one that is actually a 36-inch, so a 3-foot wreath, you know, maybe for a garage or if you have a really large wall. That's gorgeous. I know I saw one that has a snowman theme. Mm. There's one that has a candy, like candy theme. That's really cute.
Oh,
so there's a lot of I know there's at least one that's lit.
Yeah.
It's awesome. There's kind of a woodsy theme.
Yeah.
Some Victorian kind of theme. There literally is something that appeals to every single person's style. So it's cool.
I want to send a call out to all of our wreath makers out there for next year. If one of you could make a Hanukkah wreath, that'd be awesome for two reasons. One, I'd be able to bid on it for my mother and hopefully win it for my mom and everything. And how cool would she'd love that. It'd be so unique and everything. And two, I can't imagine a lot of people would be bidding on that. Like, can't be that many Jews around here.
So I
love the idea of me being able to bid on something and I'm just competing against myself.
I'll get you some. All right. Well, let me ask you this. Would it be too late? Because we always do it like December 1st. Or would it be okay because then you could just have it for the next year?
She'd be fine with it.
And would the colors be like blue and gold or blue and silver?
Blue and silver.
Blue and silver. Okay.
Yeah. I'm kidding, of course, but I bring this up.
It's a great idea.
Actually, it's not a bad idea that I'm saying it out loud.
I mean, I don't know that we can put the menorah and the candles on it. But there could be battery operated. I mean, there could be battery ones. I'm not sure we should put like real candles on there.
But this is why I don't craft, because I would try to do something like that.
But that's a good idea.
We do have some people that are really creative and good at that stuff that could maybe take the ball and run with it on something like that.
Yeah.
Get in on this Resilient Auction at 7 right away tomorrow morning and get to bidding. I've mentioned before, I'm not a gambler. I don't really get a joy of that.
Me either.
I spend a buck and I win five. Like, that doesn't do much for me. But I will admit, there is something about this and winning these the bidding on something like this that you just can't help jumping out of your chair like, yes, it feels good.
And it's fun, like, keeping it, watching it.
Yes.
You know, so you can put in, you do have the ability on there to put in a proxy bid, which would be like to say the most I would spend on this is $75. You know, I'm gonna put in a bid right now for
$30. Yeah.
And then it'll do like $5 increments as other people bid. So you can just set it up to do that automatically. But there's something fun about just like checking on checking on my bid. I gotta check my bid. So and that's part of also why we run it over a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just because. And then also closing, leaving it open until 7 p.m. because then you have one last chance on Tuesday to check it after work.
Yeah. it's a fun thing. And it's also something that while we're having fun with it, every time we're checking it, those things, we know that we're putting back into our community, that we're adding to the United Way, that we are bringing attention to the United Way and the great things that you guys do over there.
So one other thing that we've heard, we've been doing this about 4 years. This might be the fourth or fifth year that we've done this. But one of the things that we've heard from people is, you know, I don't really need another wreath, right? Because, I mean, either you cycle out old ones or maybe what you have is sentimental. So you're just, you know, you only have so many doors or so many places to hang. But we have also, though, heard of some people bidding and purchasing. So basically making the donation to United Way, but then donating the wreath somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, so a assisted living or a nursing home or, you know, so there's a lot of ways that you could support this, even if you are like, oh, I do not need another wreath, because
maybe the one you got last year, you're bidding on one that you like more and you donate the one you last year.
Yep, exactly. You know? So great opportunity. Or like yours truly, gift it, right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Win it and give it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I love doing that.
Super cool, really easy, very user friendly. So don't be scared about the fact that it's online. Mm-hmm. And again, opens up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. If you're curious about the wreaths, we've been doing some sneak peeks on our Facebook. Yes. I don't think we've shown you like an actual whole wreath, but we've been showing you little snippets, you know, maybe a little bit of a detail. And so just a few teasers. So those have been going on. So you could check those out on our Facebook, UWSWAC. Or like I said, tomorrow morning, be on. Yeah. Check it out right away.
7 a.m. Right there at UWSWAC.org. Be sure to bookmark that page if you haven't already done so. We'll wrap up today touching on that again and reminding everybody about the Wreath Silent Auction.
Excellent.
Coming up, we've got Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Ready for deer camp? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy today with a high of 39. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 19. About an inch of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you.
It's time to do a little bit of celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You heard me had to change that a little bit because currently, Misty's is closed on Wednesdays. So for one, they're back open. Get on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. And keep in mind that your Wednesdays at Misty's going to have to wait on that for a little bit.
But it just makes you appreciate it more when you go on Thursday.
Yeah, and we hope Brian is healing up over there real well and looking forward to them being back open 7 days a week as soon as they can. If you're celebrating a birthday, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. It's a sweet deal. Get on over there. Let them know. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everybody. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call up 715-424-2600. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, we are just one touch away. You touch that button and boom, you're right to us.
Poof,
you're right here. Call up and join the conversation.
Kind of scary.
A little bit. Like, oh my God, there. Just out of nowhere, just a listener just pops up.
Like the genie.
I like that, actually. I kind of want that to happen now.
Oh, my gosh.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list. And we've got two names on the list. We have one to add?
Yes, we do.
All right.
We do. So we're adding Josh Hofferman, who is my sister's husband, so my brother-in-law. Josh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Hope you're working hard. Actually, I hope you stayed home today. I know he didn't, so I'm just teasing.
Hey, Josh, we appreciate you. And have a great day, sir. So, Terry, I do need a one or a two from you.
We'll take a one.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And we wish a very happy birthday to Amy Williams.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Enjoy your day, Amy. We hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jerry Hazel.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Enjoy, Jerry. Hope it's a great one for you. And you got in right at the last day that you could to be a qualifier for next month's free Misty's menu.
I like to be the person that does the drawing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's my own fault. I write my own schedule.
You kind of do, but I get it.
But
why
am I not here tomorrow?
You know what? You can just call up on the show and just give me a number, and then you can go. Just call up.
I'm sure who are you with tomorrow?
Seth,
I'm sure he'll love that. Be like, really?
I don't think Seth would mind either way. I don't think he'd mind either way. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you, and we can announce our winner for the month of November tomorrow. And that winner is going to win two meals, two pieces of pie from our great friends over at Misty's Menu. And big thank you to them for that.
What if you just want pieces of pie?
Yeah, I wonder. You might be able to work something out with them. I don't know. Might be able to.
Can we barter a deal?
I like that.
Let's get a pie.
If anybody would do it, it'd be the people at Misty's. They would. Yeah.
I'd like pie for an appetizer and pie for the main course.
Yes,
and
pie. Well, different
pie
flavors.
Pie for dessert. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Different flavors, at least.
Yeah,
I'm not an animal.
I don't want a whole pie. I want several pieces of pie.
Yeah,
I'm not an animal. I'll use a fork. What are you talking about?
Looking at our celebrity birthdays, Kelly Cuoco is 38 today. I think most people know her as Penny on The Big Bang Theory. I don't remember the name of the show. I didn't really watch it, but there was a show, John Ritter show, that she was on for a while. That was kind of where she got her break. But she's been around for a while doing this. And I think she's been very smart with her career. She's taken this kind of like The Big Bang Theory fame and like spun it off into obviously other roles. But she's also had a couple projects that she always wanted to do. Like, she's a huge fan of the character Harley Quinn in the DC universe. And so she got some power and some rights to be able to do that show. And she's had a show on HBO Max for a couple of years where she voices the voice of Harley Quinn, which is a big, you know, dream of hers. She's been able to like do a good job to me from what I can tell. Her agency is actually the same representation as mine. She's been able to kind of like take some chances, do some fun projects, and at the same time kind of do some things that she's always wanted to do. And still be relevant.
That's
like
cool.
Through all of this, you know, which is such a big deal to a young actor.
Well, and it probably makes it just that much more meaningful for her, right? You know what I mean? If there's things that she really wanted to do.
She learned a lot from the John Ritter experience, from not only working with him, but losing him as a friend, as a colleague, and all these things. That cast of that last show that he was on, it's interesting to see so many of them having great careers. And no matter how many years we get away from it, they go back and, John told me this.
They pull everything back there. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it really is.
Shows the influence and impact you can have on people.
He had quite an impact. Mm-hmm. He really did. One of those actors that kind of got lost in the shuffle in a lot of ways, John Ritter. But his impact is lasting as long as his career, you know, as long as his legacy, his career.
That's cool.
Chrissy Teigen is 38 today as well. Lip Sync Battle host, I believe. She's married to John Legend. She's
John
big
Legend.
On social media. I like John Legend a lot.
I thought you were going to say she was married to Milli Vanilli.
I don't know much about her.
Lip Sync Challenge.
Eliza Cuthbert is 41. She was Abby on The Ranch, and she's been in a couple of other things, too. Good actor. Clay Aiken is 45. Oh, I haven't thought of that name in a while.
Wow.
I know he was, after the American Idol stuff, he was off and singing and everything, but I don't remember.
Talented. I didn't mind his music, but I wasn't like a fangirl either.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lost track of him for sure.
The great Ben Stiller is 58 today. big fan of Ben Stiller. I like Ben Stiller a lot.
Meet the Fockers?
Yes.
Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
So
see,
good.
I like comedies.
Oh, yeah, you do? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you tell them in that text chain you do like comedies. Terry's in a battle in the text chain right now. He comes from one of the greatest families in comedic history, in the Stiller family. Jerry Stiller, of course.
Isn't that funny? Like, it's just in their genes.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because he'll be the first one to tell you he's not nearly as funny as his parents were. And I love him for that. His self-deprecation is very, well, it's very on point for us Jews, but it's also, it's very, like, humbling, I think. I think it's got to be coming from a family like that. It has to be. His father, Jerry Stiller, to his last days, was entertaining us in TV shows and Seinfeld and King of Queens and these things. And he had a wonderful mother who was just as funny and talented, maybe the funniest and talented of all three of them. It's a great, great family. Interesting thing.
That's cool.
Billy Idol is 68. White Wedding, Hot in the City,
He's
Rebel
always
Yell.
Looked 68 to me.
He kind of has, though. Life. Yeah, he kind of has, yeah.
My whole life, I should say.
Top five greatest athletes I've seen in my whole lifetime, and I make the argument that anybody in our age range, Terry, could say the same thing. Bo Jackson is 61. I should say Vincent Bo Jackson is 61 today. The last of the great double sport athletes. You're going to see some artists do some, you know, some athletes do some similar things here and there, but you're never going to see anything like this again, in part because of money. There is so much money put into these players nowadays. And if I am a NFL, you know, head coach or GM or owner, and I'm paying, you know, quadruple millions of dollars to this athlete, I'm not going to go let him play for another team and get possibly injured and ruin his chances on my team in another sport or anything. I get why they don't allow this, but I'm so thankful to have been alive in the time and gotten to see Bo Jackson play.
Yeah. And another side note of that. Wasn't that like one of the greatest ad campaigns of all time?
Really was.
I mean,
top
that
five.
Was genius.
That's a top five, too. Yes, Bo knows. Yeah. Easily top five
was,
ad campaign of
all
time.
It was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Great athlete. And has done a great job. I wouldn't begrudge him if he was angry. If he had some, you know, distaste for his career ending so shortly and in these things and stuff. That man, every time I see him, he's smiling. Every time I see him, he's in a good mood. He seems to be smiling. He's always helping out younger athletes and trying to, you know, bring attention to athletes and their health and a lot of these things. I admire the way he has handled his off the field in his life.
Well, and he might have been, I have no idea, but he never came across to me like a diva.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah,
like, he just, he was like that. He was humble. He was I mean, and maybe he wasn't, but he had this outward appearance of just being a good guy and an amazing athlete.
I think he has what a lot of a lot of people that I notice and that I look up to have, a quiet confidence, where you have confidence in this particular area. I know I'm a bad man when it comes on that football field. You put me out there and that kind of thing. Off the field, I'm me. I'm just a guy. I'm who I am and everything. I get that a lot. And I felt that from him. Yeah. And I think that from a lot of artists like a lot of athletes.
He's
like
a cool
him.
Guy.
My name is Indigo Montoya. You kill my father, prepare to die. Mandy Patinkin is 71 today. Saul on Homeland. He was, of course, in a bunch of Criminal Minds for a long time. Wonderful, amazing theater actor. One of the greater voices I've ever heard is Mandy Patinkin. And, of course, he was Indigo Montoya in The Princess
when
Bride.
When you first started talking, though, I'm like, wait, slow down speak up. Like, wait a minute.
One or the other. Yeah, you sound like my father. Yeah. Because I would run around the house. I would run around the house yelling this at him all the time. Like, Dad, you got to be the five-fingered man. Like, what are you talking about,
Jimmy? Like, what are you talking about?
Just pretend. And I'd run out of the room and I'd come running back in. My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. And like, I am your father. You can't do that line to me.
He's like, come closer. Yeah, I'll help you with that.
Oh, yeah. He had some, Yeah, he had some words, all right. Lefty and righty, those were his words. I'm huge fan of Mandy Patinkin. I think one of the greatest actors we'll ever see. Easily, I think. Ridley Scott is 86 today, director of Alien, Gladiator, Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, Hannibal, Black Hawk Down, Prometheus, the Alien movies.
A lot of really good ones in there.
Yeah, yeah. He probably doesn't want you to know about his most recent release, though, Napoleon. That is not doing well. Not doing well. Not going to be in the top five movies when you're mentioning Ridley Scott.
I'm kind of I was kind of curious about seeing that movie.
I was at first until I saw the trailer, and then I saw that you have arguably the most famous French person of all time being played by an American with an American accent, like it, and apparently it is just riddled with historical inaccuracies.
Oh yeah,
which you just can't do nowadays. Like you can get away with that to a degree if you go into it saying we took some artistic liberties here. Like people got to know that, but you can't sell it as a doc and then have falsehoods in this day and age when I can just look everything up.
Yeah, it's just like we were talking about before about fact checking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
30 years ago, yeah, you maybe could, because by the time someone left the movie and went and looked it up in an encyclopedia,
yeah,
they've forgotten about it. But if I can be sitting in the movie fact checking it, yeah.
Well, and one of the things that is really important, I think, to think about when it comes to releasing a movie, it matters to us here in America, and we think it's a big deal. And it's certainly the American box office is one of the top 2, top 3 biggest box offices in the world, so it matters. But you need your movie to sell around the globe. How is this selling in France? How are they enjoying this in France when they're seeing Joaquin Phoenix up there with an American accent playing their most famous person? Like, I wouldn't think that go over very well. It cost almost $400 million to make this. They need to make $200 million to break even on this. They've made $33 million. $33 million. Worldwide. I can't imagine that's going very well. But happy birthday, Ridley Scott.
And we digress.
Yeah. Dick Clark. As we celebrate people no longer with us, we start with the great Dick Clark, born in 1929, passed away in 2012.
But
American Bandstand.
What do you remember him most from?
New Year's Eve.
Really? I remember him most from the $10,000 pyramid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember him doing that, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was great at that. He was, well, this is the thing. He could do it all. Like, yeah. There wasn't anything he couldn't do. Dick Clark was the ultimate, one of the ultimate MCs. My favorite MC of all time was Bob Hope. I thought Bob Hope was the best I've ever seen. Dick Clark is right up there, and they're right up there with him, where there wasn't anything he couldn't do as far as MCing and hosting. I don't remember a lot of interviews with him, but the couple that I do, one of the things I liked about him that I didn't expect, he was very self-deprecating. Like a lot of people would joke for a long time, Dick Clark still with a full head of black hair, you know, at 80 years old or whatever. And he did a Simpsons episode where he made fun of that.
Oh,
and
really?
He joked about everything. And I always liked that about him. Let's see. Some people no longer with us. Continuing the list, June Pointer from the Pointer Sisters, born in 1953. Jump, Automatic, Neutron Dance. So many songs they had. Mindy McCready, who we mentioned earlier, born on this day in 1975, passed away in 2013. Alan Sherman. 1924, passed away in 1973. Many of you might not know that name out there, but hello, mother. Hello, father.
Greetings from camp.
Mm-hmm. My papa and my dad would do that voice all the time. My papa did a great Alan Treeman impression. Great one. Winston Churchill, British Prime Minister during World War II, born on this day in 1874. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. It's one of our greater quoters, too. But there's good, there's bad with a character like a Winston Churchill. On most of these days, I focus on these things that we can take from his career, his life, and hope that some of our leaders today can look at what he did at the time that he did.
Even just to have a fraction of his insight.
His country is dying. It's falling apart, and it's going to get taken over by one of the most evil, insane human beings this planet has ever seen. He comes over here to try to get America to get in on this, to do what he did. It's just incredible. He spoke to our Congress, came over here, what he did, and the rallying that he did with his own people, waiting for reinforcements to come. None of us. Like, outside of those that are still alive that fought in World War II, and God bless every one of you, can relate to this, can understand what that was like in that time, in that era. Most of us have lived through wars. We've never lived through a world war. None, not the, outside of those people that are still out there, that greatest generation that is still out there. When we have an opportunity on days like this, a birthday or an anniversary or something, to remember these people, you got to remember the good with the bad. Certainly. I'm not saying there ain't accountability, but I tend to focus on the impact. And the positives and everything. I think we get so caught up in negatives in this day and age with huge character in human history like a Winston Churchill. You have to take the good from it. I'm not saying you don't acknowledge the negative, but you have to take the good from it, especially somebody that did so much. Our world would be insanely different without a Winston Churchill.
For sure.
And we wrap up with one of America's greatest authors, Mark Twain. Born in this day in 1835, passed away in 1910. A brilliant author, Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, did a lot of journalism, a lot of reporting and things. Mark Twain, not nearly talked about very much, did it in synonyms a lot. Wrote in synonyms in general in many ways.
That was a long life for that time. Wow.
1835 cool. to 1910, you're right. That's a good note. I didn't notice that. My grandfather, when I was a kid, made me read Uncle Tom's Cabin and Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer and a lot of these things. And I became a huge fan of Mark Twain as a young adult and somebody who wanted to learn to be a writer one day. And I came across this quote, and it really started here for me, my love of quotes, where if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. It's something I've lived my life by in many, many ways. And there's a lot of depth to that, I think, but it's also very simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a great quote from a great author. One more time, wishing a happy birthday to Josh Hofferman.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday to Amy Williams.
Happy birthday, Amy.
And to our qualifier, Jerry Hazel. Happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday.
Be sure to be listening tomorrow. We're going to announce a winner for December's Misties. It's going to be fun. Somebody's going to win some free Misties tomorrow. For right now, we're going to get out of the way, let some state and local news come at you here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for 3 pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Every fourth grade student in Wisconsin can get a free tree seedling this Arbor Day. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering free seedlings as part of the department's annual Arbor Day tree planting program. Principals, teachers, and those who homeschool can place seedling orders now through March 15th. The seedlings arrive ready to transport home in a way to keep backpacks clean. They include educational information on how best to plant and care for the seedlings and trees. Annually, the DNR provides approximately 50,000 free tree seedlings through the Arbor Day tree planting program. The Rotary Winter Wonderland is open in Marshfield. This annual event has been going on since 2006 and has provided over 900,000 food items to food pantries in Marshfield and the surrounding area. The Holiday Lights display is in Wildwood Zoo and open every day 5 to 9 p.m. through New Year's Eve. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year. Watch football and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty waste.
won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy today with a high of 39. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 19. About an inch of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James here with you. Moving you into this a little later in the 8 o'clock hour here. Thanks a lot for joining us, everybody. Got good stuff lined up for you. I want to get into the craziness of the addiction of ice cream now. But before we do that, I do want to send a shout-out to Beth Habhager. Beth let us know 8 simple rules. That was the TV show. John Ritter and Kelly Cuoco were on and stuff. Yeah, 8 simple rules.
Yeah, I remember that he was on the show later, but I did. You know what I mean? Like it.
Yeah,
I clearly
remember,
never watched it.
I think he passed when the show was still running and everything, so that's part of the reason I remembered it. Thank you for that, Beth. Appreciate you, Beth. Thank you. So, ice cream, how addictive is it? Well, here's a crazy headline from the New York Post. Ice cream and potato chips are just as addictive as hardcore drugs.
Yeah. Come on.
They're referring to a new study at the University of Michigan that looked at the ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, and how addictive they are. That includes things like chips, ice cream, soft drinks, sugary cereal, and other junk foods. It found 14% of people are addicted to them. That's 1 in 7 worldwide. But ice cream really isn't as addictive as these other heavy things that we're talking about. Well, you probably won't get withdrawals from not having too much, from not having ice cream or anything like that.
Might be as addictive, but not in the same, you know what I mean? Like in the same way, it's not as harmful.
It can be just as hard to quit ultra processed foods. That's what they're saying. Junk food gives you a nice shot of dopamine, that feel good hormone that we get from all kinds of things, from whether it's holding a door open for somebody or you see a like on a post you made or all of these things,
That's like a new diet.
Yeah, really.
Pass on the chips, hold the door.
Hold the door. Then you eventually crash and crave more of that. So it's similar to what happens with drugs. But the real issue is that ice cream is a lot easier to get than, of course, illegal drugs. And one expert compared it to trying to quit smoking back when everyone smoked. Quote, trying to quit UPFs now is like trying to quit smoking in the 60s.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So we do this as people, and I say we because I am included in this. I do this too. I'm not like pointing fingers or anything. It's easier for our brains to categorize addiction. Okay, drugs. We think of that right away, and that's where our brain starts and ends. And we don't really, as far as adding anything to that category, that stuff doesn't fit. That's food. That's enjoyment. That's something else. That's it's not the same thing. Sugar is just as addictive as hardcore drugs. We've known this since the 80s, but we continue to use it as much as possible and put it in a million different things. That's okay, because our laws say so. That's it. That's the reason. We don't give you a ton of other reasons. Can you overdose on sugar? Probably not. No, there's not a real likelihood of it. Can you be addicted to it to the point of other things? Absolutely. Yeah, we've known this. We didn't need you to tell us this, Michigan.
I don't think it's really fair to put ice cream in there.
It's not. That's my point. It's not fair to put any of these things in the same category as hardcore drugs. Can we? You have to be able to,
work your brain a little bit. You've got to ask it to separate these things.
I agree.
It's no different than a lot of other stuff we're trying to do in society right now in life, where we got to separate stuff.
So I have this thing, like, I love that peppermint stick ice cream that, you know, that only comes out at holiday time. It's usually either pink or green, and then there's chunks of candy cane in it. And I love that stuff. And I've just, it's been on my radar to get some, and I haven't yet, but now you're pushing me over the edge today.
Now you're going to try it, yeah. and just to speak to that, how many people out there immediately wanted ice cream as soon as I started talking about it?
But, you know,
it's ice cream. I know.
It's ice cream.
I know. You can have this in categories in your head if that's better, or I mean layers, you know, worst to easiest or what have you, or worst to okay or whatever and stuff. And it's not at the worst, it's just up there. And I think it's important to keep in mind when it comes to these fake sugars. It's a fake sugar. It is a chemically designed sugar. And in that chemical is something that is going to make you addictive, make you addicted to that chemical. That's a drug dealer. Like, that's what these companies are doing. Like, it's not the same thing, obviously, but it's important for us as consumers to understand this stuff. You do what you want to do with your body and your dollar, but being informed, I think, is the least we can do, and the least that these companies should at least be held accountable to do.
So staying on ice cream, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever made homemade ice cream?
No, I've always wanted
to. It's so fun.
I bet. That's I've always cool. wanted to try it at the very least.
I mean, and especially if you don't have an electric. I mean, because they make electric ones now, like a countertop. But like when you had to like crank it, you know, it actually it's a cool experience. It's fun.
I had a not so cool experience yesterday, and I'll be completely honest about this, as embarrassed as I am by it. I was in a rush, and I was looking for something to eat. Wasn't a ton around, so I'm like, oh, I'll make some eggs. I haven't had eggs in a while, so I'll have some scrambled eggs and toast. I'll just eat that quick and get to class. I'm making the eggs. I'm doing this, and I think I put too much milk in there because it was like soup eggs. It was horrible.
And it wouldn't firm up?
No. Yeah. I took like one bite.
Throw another egg in there.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Like, I am the last person in the world to waste food. I hate wasting food.
Or to be like hypersensitive to
Yeah. I took like one bite. I made one bite.
Kind of like when you make French toast batter, you know, and you get it too milky and then you just have like soggy bread.
Yes. I felt so ridiculous. Like, how do you mess up eggs? How do you mess that up? It's one of the easiest things to make.
You were probably distracted.
I was.
When you were pouring.
I feel like the only time I'm not distracted is when this microphone is on. I genuinely have like the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm off air, it's completely different. But when I'm on the air, I'm pretty focused and I can do my job. But man, I hear you, because how do you mess up eggs and toast? It's not that deep of a process.
Just had ice cream.
Yeah. There we go. That's it. I'll do that next time. We will take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Hi. I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 39 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 19. About an inch of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with our great friends with Southfield County Humane Society. Madison Raft are going to join us with our Pet of the Week, see who our new furry best friend is going to be. Looking forward to that. And plenty more for you in the 9 o'clock hour to look forward to.
If it's a scaly friend.
Might be. You're right. It's a good point. It's hard to believe that it is December tomorrow. If you couldn't find a Black Friday deal on a partridge in a pear tree, you better get on that before everyone at the store sell out on them.
I mean, what would you do?
Yeah.
If you had guests over for dinner or something and they came to the door.
Yes.
They have like, I mean, I don't know that they could strategically have the partridge in the tree, but they have like a tree under one arm and a birdcage under the other.
Hey, where do I put the partridge in the tree? I like that. I like everybody showing
oven.
Up. Everybody, yeah, right. PNC Bank does an annual study on how much it would cost to buy everything from the song 12 Days of Christmas. And I seem to remember you and I always getting this one.
Wow, I mean, we should.
Yeah, we should. The answer this year, you want to take a guess? Maybe we should leave it up to the audience, let them guess a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. What I was just thinking is, though, of the days, of the 12 days, like, which one, if you could only pick one, which one would you pick?
Ooh.
I might pick the 5 gold rings.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. I'm torn between the 9 ladies dancing and the 7 swans of singing. I love the idea. Like, imagine this to the audience. I'm there with these 7 swans, and I'm trying to get them to sing. I'm trying to teach these birds to sing because I'm taking this so literal.
You know, and I'm not getting swans when you're saying it. I'm seeing like a great big white goose like squawking at you like, ah!
Oh, no, you're so right about this. The city boy that I am, I go out looking for swans, and I'm like, James, that's a goose. What are you doing? Like, no, are you sure?
Well, there's geese in here somewhere.
Come on. There's got to be a couple swans in there, right? Dang it.
Is it, let's talk about the money.
Yeah.
Now, are we talking about like just buying each, like one of these, two of these, or are we talking about the song where it's cumulative?
It's cumulative.
It's all of it. So yeah, like you're getting the 5 gold rings 7 times.
Yeah.
Because as you sing up the song, right? Like you sing it through.
Right.
So, oh my gosh. Is it like $700 million?
I mean, yeah. Now that you say that, I wonder if they're doing it like 12 drummers drumming. So I'll give you the first one here. 12 drummers drumming, $3,468 to hire them.
Oh, okay. So it's each thing.
Yeah, right. That's what it is. And with that, the answer, $46,730. That is up 2.7%.
Holy cow.
Or if you bought the items over and over each day, like the song suggests, that's 364 total gifts that comes in at $201,000.
Could you imagine? Yeah. I mean, first of all, why not? I mean, 46 gifts, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. Yeah, I love the idea
that
of doing.
That is crazy.
I love the idea of somebody actually doing this, like actually pulling this off. I don't know anybody other than like Warren Buffett maybe that could, but I think that'd be kind of cool.
That's pretty neat. It's kind of funny that they also track it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think so.
Would
you, the 12 Days of Christmas is still, I don't know what the top 10 most popular Christmas songs are. I got to think it's in the top 10, but it's not as common as Jingle Bells. It's not as common as some other ones. So I think it's kind of cool that they still do this.
But one thing that I think people don't know is the 12 Days of Christmas is actually after Christmas.
Right.
This is not the 12 days leading up to Christmas.
Right.
This is the 12 days after.
Which I have no problem admitting to the audience. I spent half my life thinking it was the 12 days before.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then when you find out, it's like,
it makes so much more sense. So, yeah. So again, those 12 drummers drumming going to cost you a little under $4,000, $3,468 to hire them.
How much for the rings?
We'll get there. 11, you got to be patient. 11 pipers piping, $3,207. 10 Lords a-leaping, $14,539. It's the most expensive guest on the list.
Well, because where do you find these lords?
Yeah, it's based on how much it would cost to hire 10 dancers from the Philadelphia Ballet.
So they're not really lords.
Right, right.
Dang.
9 ladies dancing, $8,308, based on hiring 9 women with a modern dance company in Philly, okay. Which is where the PNC...
PNC Bank is.
They, and that. strippers might be a little different. Might be a little cheap. I don't know. Might be more expensive. I'm not sure.
I guess.
8 maids of milking, $58.
What?
Weird gift, but the cheapest on the list. That's 8 women milking cows for an hour at the federal minimum wage of $7.25.
Shame on them.
Yeah, and shame on the federal minimum wage as well. That's just me saying. 7 swans of swimming, $13,125. Can you not rent swans? They think you have to buy these. I think they're
synchronized swimming. Yeah. There's a lot of training.
You can get any old swan, but in order to get ones that are swimming... 7 swans of swimming. I like that.
I mean, I don't know.
So I like the idea of, I mixed it up with them and everything, the singing and swimming. I still like the idea of me still with the 7 swans trying to get them to unify, like a
goose.
You know, with the goose in there, yeah. 5 gold rings, $1,245. That's for 5 14-karat gold rings, according to the national jewelry chain.
Oh, interesting.
So, not bad, but not cheap either. Not necessarily cheap. 4 calling birds, $600 for that. 3 French hens, $330 for that. 2 turtle doves, $750. It's a whopping 25%. That's up a 25% from last year. The rise of turtle doves, I guess. I don't know. And a partridge in a pear tree, $319. The price of the bird stayed flat, but the tree it lives in grew by 15%, reflecting overall growth in housing. I still want to see somebody pull this off. I still want to see somebody do this.
I'm sure someone's done it. Or maybe not legit these items, but some variation. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like something to represent each of those. I'm sure that someone has done it.
I don't think I've ever, like, I had to look it up. I don't think I've ever seen or knew what a turtle dove exactly was. That's a beautiful bird.
They are pretty.
They're really pretty. That's a really pretty bird. I can see why they put it in the song. I like the idea, too, of, and I don't know if anybody's ever thought of this, but if you've got a big family, like everybody taking a day. And doing one of these things, you know. Now, I don't mean to the extent of like actually hiring 8 maids to milk cows, and finding 8 cows and all that.
But you could have like milkshakes for everyone,
right?
Like some variation of it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that would be much like how every family has different rules for Monopoly. Every family kind of taking the 12 days and doing their own thing.
Wouldn't that be kind of funny? Like for Christmas Eve, we always do some kind of like we used to draw names back in the day, but as everybody just ages out and doesn't need stuff. So we do some kind of a game or some kind of, you know, little gifty thing. But wouldn't it be funny to assign each person and just be like, okay, you need to bring, you know, 6 geese or 6 swans of swimming.
Oh, and then it's up to the person.
They have to figure something out.
I like that.
And then people could like vote on what's the best one. That could be the present.
Terry,
right?
We just came up with a great new tradition. I think we just came up with a great new Christmas tradition. I love this. I wanna do this. As I say this, I know my family would not jump in on this with me.
Being ice cream day, like when you say the turtle dove, like I'm thinking a blob of white, so like white ice cream to represent a dove, and then you know, then the chocolate caramel and nuts to make it a turtle.
Yes. Yes. I love that. The French hens is easy. I mean, you just get some, you know, figurines, some hen figurines or something,
like,
and you can have that. You can have some fun with this. You also could drive your family like crazy.
You can
like,
white elephant the heck out of this.
Yeah, like you're in charge of the drummers, and you show up with like actually 12 actual drummers. Like they're just playing drums and all Christmas.
Or you just get kids drums. And then everybody gets a drum.
Yes. I like this.
Yeah.
I really want to turn this into something. I think this would be fun. And how do you celebrate how would you celebrate the 12 days of Christmas? What would your interpretations of this be? 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'll keep this going next hour as well.
You know, you could turn each of these into some kind of food. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Like you'd get assigned a day, but then you have to bring some kind of an appetizer that reflects that day.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
That'd be fun.
Some of these would be so easy to do, too, with the eight maids of milking.
But some would be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Lords of Leaping. What would you do for that?
I was just trying to think of that one while you were saying that. I was trying to think of the Lords Leaping part. With that.
Chocolate-covered crickets?
I like that, or I like the idea of taking like a picture or a CD of Lord, the singer,
yep.
and just having that like on a spring, and it's just kind of leaping. It's just kind of... it's a real reach.
But what if it had to be food?
Yeah, oh, it had to be food. Lords, Is there like king pie? Is there like a lord food? Is there, I'm trying to think of any food with like royalty attached to it. and of course, can't think of anything. But there's got to be. There's definitely foods with royal in it. What about Crown Royal soda? Like some RC. Can that count?
Listen, Crown Royal is whiskey. Royal Crown is soda.
Royal Crown. You're right.
A little Freudian slip there.
No, you know what it is? My papa's on my brain 24/7 these days. And my papa, he had one, like, at night, he wasn't a big drinker, but at night, had to have his Crown Royal. Like, I can't tell you how many of those purple bags I had growing up. Like, everything, anything extra we put in those purple bags. We had a lot
of them. James brings his gym shoes and a Crown Royal bag.
I carried all my toys, like my G.I. Joe guys, I put them all in
there. Well, those are perfect pouches for that, though.
Perfect for it. Yeah, perfect.
That's funny.
And we want to know what you would do, how you would interpret the 12 days. Feel free to call up next hour with those things or email us, let us know. I don't want to let this idea go, though. I want to turn this into something. I think it's pretty fun. That's a cool idea. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by our friends from the Southwell County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, going to kick off the hour with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. We'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news, and then I want to get into with you, Terry, the top boring tasks we actually enjoy doing. We'll get into that and a lot more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.